I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. For the first time in school history, the Ithaca girls volleyball team is a conference champion. The school has been sponsoring the sport since the 1970s, so it was a long time coming. On Thursday night, the Bulldogs swept visiting Waseca Steuben 25-18, 25-14, and 25-22, which improved their Ridge and Valley record to 13-1. Seneca finished at 12-2 in the league for second place. Ithaca was led by its six seniors on senior night: Holly King, Ariana Lewis, Kaylee Newkirk, Alyssa Muller, Bailey Wanless, and Tristan Peterson.
This is insane. It's the first time in Ithaca history. We have poster night, senior night. We got cake after. We have a big fan section. It was a great night.
Well, you started out, you know, the job at hand was a tough one, but it looked like you were kind of really focused here tonight.
Yeah, for sure. We've been working on it all week. We got all week next week to practice for regionals already.
Senior libero player Holly King had these comments.
Definitely. You know what? I'm so excited to keep playing with these girls, not only in volleyball, but in, like, basketball, track, softball, anything. I'm excited to go to, the student sections with them into other games. It's so fun.
And Bailey Wallace talked about getting the job done for this year's Bulldogs.
Dude, it felt so good. We've been looking at the wall since freshman year wanting to do it, and this year we finally did it, so it's great.
Jamie Johnson, who's the coach at Richland Center, was telling me he was here for a camp, and he kept telling you guys, get motivated to put something on the wall. Do you remember that?
Yeah, he kept pointing at the wall, and he's like, if you want to do that, you're going to have to work hard all season, and I think we did.
Yeah.
The Bulldogs with victory. The team now has a week before starting the WIAA tournament against the winner of the North Crawford versus Lafarge Youth Initiative match, which will be played Tuesday night. Ithaca is the number two seed in the half sectional, while Highland was seeded first. Also last night, it was a close one. North Crawford defeated Weston in five. It was a 15-6 win for North Crawford in the final that pushed them over the top. Lexi Rockweiler led with 8 kills and 21 digs for Weston. Shelby Newman had 7 kills, 6 aces, and 25 digs, and Valerie Bauer had 22 assists. The Eagles travel to Waseca Steuben Tuesday to begin WIAA tournament play. The Richland Center volleyball team is the co-champion of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. The team finished 8-2 and tied with Platteville following last night's 3-1 win over Prairie du Chien. Platteville swept River Valley to equal the Hornets in league play. For the Hornets, it is their first league title since 2016. Richland Center will have a bye in the upcoming WIAA Division III regional and will face the winner of the Prairie du Chien at Luther match next Thursday, October 24th. The Hornets are seeded fourth in the tournament. Elsewhere last night, Hillsboro was a 3-0 victor against Royal. Fenimore swept Boscobel. Southwestern by sweep over Riverdale. Cuba City swept Darlington. Viroqua over Black River Falls in 3. And Madison Memorial swept Reedsburg. Boys soccer, Platteville-Lancaster, 3-2 over River Valley. The SWAL Cross Country Conference meet was held at Riverdale Course for the first time since 2018 last night. Both Riverdale teams competed very well on the fast home course with superb running conditions for all athletes. Team and individual champions were awarded to Nora Gilson of Boscobel with a time of 18:44, while Darlington won the girls' team championship. Brett Connolly of Iowa Grant won the boys' race in a time of 16:38.5, while the Boscobel boys' team were champions. Results for the Chieftains: Melanie Williamson in 21st, Mallory Meese 23rd, Kaylee Carter 29th, Riley Leith 46th, Megan Cruel 48th. The team finished in 7th place. The Riverdale boys team finished in 4th place with Lakota Brewer in 11th, Caleb Schleyline was 21st, Wyatt Schramm 23rd, Hunter Wilkinson 26th, Carson Knight 37th, and James Schramm 45th. The teams will compete at the Division III sectional championships at Prairie du Chien coming up next Saturday. Bodie Bright was Boscobel's top boys runner, finishing 7th. Graydon Richter was 12th. Alex Cruel, 13th. And Carter Molzoff was 14th. Also on the girls' side last night for the Boscobel Bulldogs, they were 3rd. As mentioned, Nora Gilson, 1st. Aubrey Seep was 9th. Peyton Sander, 15th. And Nakia Stitzer was 20th. Moving over to the Lancaster meet last night, and it was a big night for several runners. For Richland Center Ithaca, Ryan Stadler and Clayton Lee finished with first-team all-conference honors. Robert Budden, Grace Fretz, and Pearl Fretz finished with second-team all-conference honors last night. Maddie Driscoll, the top girl runner for Lancaster, second overall with a 19:26. The first-place runner was Ellie Robinson of Dodgeville Mineral Point with a time of 18:50. For the boys' teams, Lane Orrett was the fastest runner with a time of 16:46, leading Dodgeville Mineral Point. Richland Center Ithaca was second overall in the running. River Valley was sixth. Their fastest runner was Jackson Thatcher, 28th. Bryce Ferguson, 32nd. Nathan Hamilton, 33rd. And Bennett Woodhouse was 38th. For the Ridge and Valley Conference meet, it was held last night at Wazika Steuben. Kickaboo Lafarge won both the boys' and girls' titles. Landon Turgeson was the top overall runner with a time of 17:47. Brecken Miller was third at 18:06. Jeff Olson, eighth, 18:57. Arlen Walter was 10th. Also yesterday for the Kickaboo Lafarge girls, Katie Rando was second overall with a time of 22:10. Leah Patterson of River Ridge had the fastest time of 21:53. It is the ninth week of the high school football season. This week I talked to Andrew Troxell, head coach for the Richland Center Hornets, as they get ready to face Broadhead in what appears to be a winner-get-in playoff scenario.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're hearing a little bit. I mean, obviously nothing is guaranteed, you know, since we wouldn't have four conference wins, but we're treating it that way. You know, I mean, ever since the Valley game and certainly last week against Dodgeville, you know, we have been in a playoff mode. And, I mean, since that, I think our boys are more focused. Our schemes are crisp, right? Our defensive stance are sound. You know, so everything just looks really, really good. But we know absolutely what's at stake, not only for a playoff berth, possibly, you know, but we got all conference representation at stake here. And, you know, we haven't beat Broadhead, you know, in the 7 years that I've been here. I mean, so that is definitely something that's on our list of things to do.
Hear that game tonight on FM 100.9, Broadhead Judah at Richland Center. Prairie du Chien at Lancaster, Dodgeville at Platteville, River Valley is at New Glarus. Here is co-head coach Dan Makovic.
It's been an interesting season. We haven't had any rain or any lightning, which has been phenomenal, and the weather has been perfect this year. So hopefully that continues and we have a successful night.
Should be a great night weather-wise for football. And I asked Coach Dan Makovic about preparing.
Ironically, as soon as the Platteville game was over, the defensive coaches, we went over to Chad Maxwell and we said, hey, what don't you want to see from a defensive front? And he goes, oh, yeah, because New Glarus runs the same offense that we do. So offensively, we see the same offense. They just do it a little bit differently. They have more shifting with their offense and more motions than we do. But otherwise, the concepts are identical.
In the Six Rivers, Iowa Grant plays at Riverdale, the last game of the season for Coach Lucas Phelps, who talked to us this week about his seniors.
Yeah, so we got three seniors this year. So we got Gavin Crell, Gavin Mirabelli, and then Talon Childs. So all three of those guys have been multiple-year starters. Gavin Mirabelli, he's our wide receiver. He plays a little bit of defense, but this year he's been mostly just on offense. Tremendous leader for us. Really has stepped up over the years in that role, the vocal leader, a rah-rah guy. Weren't really sure if he was going to play a lot this year. He had shoulder surgery, but it was able to come back. It's been really clutch with us in the passing game.
The Chieftains host the Panthers tonight. Wazika Steuben is at Boscobel. It's Boscobel's homecoming. In the SWAL, Southwestern East Dubuque at Benton Scales Mount Schulzberg, and Mineral Point plays at Fenimore. In the Scenic Bluffs, Bangor at Hillsboro, Royal at Cashton, Nisida at Brookwood, New Lisbon at Ithaca. Here is co-head coach Kyle Kelly, who says the Bulldogs are doing pretty well health-wise.
We are at 100% for the first time in quite a while.
As you approach your opponent, what stands out on the scouting report for this week's team, Kyle?
They're kind of similar to what we saw last week offensively. Like, they're going to spread it out and throw the ball a lot. Defensively, they have kind of a different formation that we've been working against this week.
One of the things that you're probably looking at is trying to cut down on the penalties, right?
Absolutely. Nothing would make me happier than if we go through this game without a single penalty, because it definitely makes you want to rip your hair out on the sideline.
Bulldogs try to go 9-0 tonight as they take on New Lisbon and await the WIAA playoff pairings, which will be officially announced tomorrow morning. Sparta's at Baraboo, Westby at GET, Viroqua at Aquinas, Mauston at Waupun, and Portage at Mount Horeb-Barneveld. Eight-player football, Oneewoc Weston is at North Crawford, Belmont at Wisconsin Heights, Kickapoo LaFarge at DeSoto. Bowling scores from the All-Star Bowling League. Advance Pump and Well had a 28-98. Atlanta Springs Campground, 27-63. Julie Karen State Farm, 27-58. High Game Honors, Julie Karen State Farm, 10-19. Hammer Time, 9-97. Advance Pump and Well, 9-89. Top Series, Lucas Lindvig, 6-62. Jake Morris, 6-41. Scott Oman, a 6-40. Jake Morris had the top game, 2-56. Ken Nick Sr. and Scott Oman with 246s, Chase Keller at 244. Andy Keller bowled a 579 series, 108 over average. Ryder Cannon bowled a 528, 96 over average in the All-Star League. Although it could be a change before kickoff, the Badgers were listed as 8-point favorites for tomorrow's Big Ten game at Northwestern. Wisconsin is riding a wave of vastly improved offense, though that work came against teams like Purdue and Rutgers. The matchup of Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium involves two unranked teams. That goes on tomorrow. This won't be a hard decision for the Brewer front office. The team figures to pick up its $8 million option on the ace of the staff, right-hander Freddy Peralta. Based on last year's stats, he would be worth a four-year, $70 million contract range. Yesterday in baseball, Cleveland over the Yankees, 7-5. The Dodgers beat the Mets, 10-2 in the National League playoffs as the Dodgers take a 3-1 advantage on the Mets. And in the NFL Thursday night game, Denver 33-10. Over New Orleans, I'm Phil Nee with sports.